going to zip back to like previous 1st of January's, how it was for me. You wake up in the morning. If you wake up in the morning, you probably wake up in the afternoon.
But you're presuming that you've been to sleep.
That's true.
You may still be on an all-nighter.
You don't even know what's going on when the bongs go off, do you? I've snogged some right frogs when those bongs have gone off, I tell you, geez. I've snogged some lovely people too. But you've had a heavy one. And then you wake up on the first and it's almost like some kind of miracle sweeps over you. And you're like, this is it. This is going to be the year. You come up with like about 10 New Year's resolutions that are just pipeline dreams. Pipeline, is that the right word?
Pipe dreams.
Anyway, you get the picture.
Yeah.
And then within 3 weeks, they're done and dusted.
You're like, who? What?
You've signed up to like a gym membership whilst in your onesie, or maybe the clothes from the night before with still a bit of crusty eyeliner. You've signed up to the gym that's down the road, which you're never actually going to go and walk through the doors. And then you pay that for the next 12 months.
Did you see the direct debit going out, don't you?
Yeah,
each month.
Exactly.
Like, I'll go this month. I used to go to the sauna and tell Phil I'd been to the gym. Into the gym today, babe. What did you do? Oh, I can't remember what it was called. The sauna.
But we've all done that, haven't we? When we've woken up on a new year and you wake up and you have these huge ambitions. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with ambitions.
No.
In fact, last year, I think I slightly cracked it. I just did less.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you fell more.
It was to get my health back on track.
Love that. What
that was
one?
Pretty much it. And then I broke it down into sizable chunks of, okay, what does that look like? Which areas of my life?
And then it's doable then, isn't it?
When
it's
in
those chunks. Yeah. My resolution 2 years ago was never to make another New Year's resolution.
Oh.
And it's really helped me because then the things I've done have been because I wanted to do them rather than I felt I needed to make changes.
Isn't that interesting? Well, yes. We start today's subject on New Year, New Start, because that's what it might be. Welcome to another episode of Slimming World's Food for Thought podcast. We are going to feed you just a few teaspoonfuls of motivation, and we'll help you go and get that weight loss that you really want to achieve in 2019. So, do we have any New Year's resolutions to 2019? Are you still sticking with this? I'm never having a resolution again.
Never. I think for me, it's about making 2019 my best year yet.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I want to come out feeling proud. Like, doing things I really want to do rather than I feel I should. I think there's a lot of pressure, isn't there? Like, I should be this person. I should be that person. And I meet so many people that come in the doors in January feeling that pressure. Like, Slimming World Group in January is so packed. I mean, you joined last January, didn't you?
Yeah, obviously you kind of come at this from a consultant and a member, don't you? I joined last January, but I've been there where you're a member in December and then suddenly your group is taken over, which is also exciting because there's a hell of a lot of personalities who might inspire you.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting to be a member in December and then be a member in January because the difference you see is so brilliant. But I think what I see of people who come in January is that they want a quick fix a lot of the time. So I think it's really recognizing that if this is going to be the January where you are going to start and you're brand new, how are you going to make this January one where it happens rather than it become a New Year's resolution? Like I said, for so many years, must have been 5-6 years, I'm going to lose weight this year. I'm going to lose weight this year. But never thinking about, well, actually, am I ready to change the habits to lose the weight? Am I ready to carve out a new me? So I think that's a really important thing to think about with this year, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose the other thing is that this episode, we can divide everybody into two. You are either right now somebody who is already on your journey and it's a new year and you're thinking, okay, do I need to reset? I want to keep going on this. I want to up my game. I've got like new shiny stickers that I'm aiming for. Or you might be in the other camp where you're brand new. You're starting out as a new member. You've got your new book. There's no numbers in it. It might even be that you're rejoining and you've done this before. So if we go to the people who are in that second camp.
It's very important, isn't it?
It's because I was that camp this time last year. Yeah. I was a rejoiner, got my new pack, started again from my numbers. And the biggest thing that I learned was that I need to remember that don't assume you know it all, even if you've done this before, because things like the plan has slightly changed. Things like mugshots, There used to be free food. There suddenly weren't. And you need to kind of make sure that you go back. That element of a new start is essential.
And we've got some big, big changes that have come in this year. And I think it is really important, if you have done the plan ever, that you are not trying to beat it, not trying to go back to old things, that you're reading the new book, you're getting the new knowledge and understanding. Because again, it's those little things that we have changed that could have been the thing that impacts your weight loss. So for example, the yogurt, you know, big changes with our yogurt, which you think might be inconsequential, but actually if you were eating 10 flavored yogurts a day, were they impacting your weight loss even though they were fat free? Things like baked beans. I know Claire is an avid fan of a baked bean.
Easy.
But they've lost their pea symbol. Like, what does that mean in your weight loss? Is it huge? Things like, well, the biggest new change, which has got going to impact everyone, is you now get two healthy extra A choices. So that is there because we know calcium is going to make you lose more weight. But if you're coming back thinking, I'm just going to step into my old thing, you might not be getting the benefit of all the new changes. Yeah. So,
well, that also ties into the first camp as well, doesn't it? That it comes back to this never assume that you know it all, which works for both kind of current members and older members. And that's going to mean, you know, I'm going to go back to basics. I know I'm on a... I'm stepping on like a really tricksy part of my journey ahead, because I'm now on the final road towards Target, the last couple of stone. And this is where it slows down. You get more frustrated.
You get more complacent.
Yeah, you're going to kind of bounce around like a sine wave a little more, aren't you? So you need to make sure to limit the ups that you know what you're doing.
And also, I think a really key thing is not to compare yourself to things that happened in the beginning, not compare yourself to things that happened in previous journeys, and also look at not comparing yourself to other people, because you're going to be sat in groups of people where people are losing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds in a week and you're losing a pound and a half. Also, not compare the fact that when you joined you may have been 6 stone heavier than you are now, so your weight loss may have been a little bit faster. So I think that's a really important thing to recognize. New year, new start, new psychological habits, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that, you know what, that's interesting, because there was a lady called Wendy in one of our Saturday groups, and she always logs her weight loss in terms of months.
Yes.
And that really, really inspired me, actually. And as I look over my 4 stone loss, there's been some months where I've only lost 2.5 pounds the whole month.
It's crazy,
but when
it?
You look at the big number, it's like, wow, I'm never going to be able to do that. But when you break it down, so to kind of keep coming back to the bigger picture and the smaller milestones, I think it seems quite important, doesn't it? I mean, I've been in groups where, like, one lady lost 13 pounds in a week one, but she did it to the point where she had quite a lot of weight to lose. So again,
different
starting point. But she really deprived herself. And about this quick fix that you say is really interesting. Can you sustain that for the whole of your journey and your life?
Exactly. And I think that the problem is, I think if you're making very, very drastic changes, you have to think, can I do this for more than a week at a time? Probably not. If you are just living on green vegetables, chicken and a bit of rice,
you gotta have fun.
Yes. Also, I think just one thing to recognize, if you are coming in like I did, using olive oil like it was water, eating 8 or 10 takeaways in a week, bars of chocolate, like, again, it's water, that first couple of weeks, just cutting those out is going to give me a weight loss.
Yeah.
So another point to really recognising, this goes back to almost going back to basics, are you really food optimising? And I get hear this a lot as a member and as a consultant, I've been good. And if there's one thing I could say this year that I would love, is not the use of the word good or bad, because actually you haven't been. Food optimizing is a pendulum, isn't it? Which has sins at one side and free food at the other. And you swing between the both of them. But I think this notion, I've been good, therefore I should have got a weight loss, I've been bad, therefore I shouldn't, can actually inhibit people's ability to lose weight, because we're not getting into the nitty gritty. And I think that goes back to your point. I don't know everything. I still have books in my lounge. I still have a book in my car. Most days in my handbag. Because do you know what?
Do you really?
Yeah, because I want to check. I want to make sure I've got it. Because do you know what? Well, I could probably go on Mastermind and, you know, win on food optimizing. Things change. You know,
that's true.
Sins change. Ingredients change. I forget things. And actually, am I doing the best type of food optimizing I possibly can? Or do I need to try and tweak it up? So that's why I think it's really important to know you're never better than the plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and actually, you saying about checking. Recently, instead of food diaries, so what works for me is I have my phone with me at all times.
Yeah.
And so you can, on your browser, you can do the weight loss planner when you're logged in. And so I was just logging things, and I noticed that a couple of things had changed SIM value because they're always updating the app and stuff online. I mean, when you first start back doing Slim World, going shopping at a supermarket takes forever because you just feel like you want to check everything, don't you? You don't want to like waste a sin on getting the wrong type of bread, for goodness sake.
Or wasting like 13 sins on buying something you think's free, and then you're like, no, that's yogurt,
a sausage. That's literally when you realize that whichever is it, Linda McCartney original sausages. Well, I don't know if this is still true. Check it. But the original ones are sins. Six sins a sausage.
Yeah.
And then the ones with red onion are practically free.
Yeah.
Then you just say, oh my God, I would have had a real sausage.
Yeah,
exactly. If you're a meat eater. Yeah, exactly.
But, sorry to all the vegans out there.
Yeah, but it's like, you just, you know, you kind of want to check all these things. Yeah. So I found when I was going back to the weight loss planner, again, it was making me check on what was speed, what was protein, and making sure that the SIN levels were absolutely up to date. And I only started doing that recently, in the past couple of months, actually.
Brilliant though,
I went
isn't
it? Back to it.
Yeah. I think another thing that we have tried to work on from a Slimming World point of view, I'm just putting my consultant hat on for a minute, is we really want people to get back to their books this year. Because while the app is brilliant and the website is brilliant, what we found is that people have stopped reading their books. Think that is a
you
thing
only
that we do.
Bring it on Saturday.
Exactly. We do that out of thinking it's convenience, but actually, and I can't wait for you, those of you who haven't seen the new pack, amazing. But the new book is done in a different way, it's formatted in a different way. But the things you'll learn from it, you want to keep reading it. It's one of those books you read and read and read and you learn it more. But also, everything you need is in that book.
The only thing, though,
go on.
Is that I've got all my shiny stickers on my
old
book.
We're giving you all the shiny stickers back. We have extra shiny stickers in stock. So your new book can be adorned with all your shiny stickers.
Good, because that's like a badge of honour when you're queuing
isn't
up.
Isn't it? It's like, oh, look how much I reflect. Yeah totally. But I think the reason we're trying to get back to people reading the books is because we're so reliant on our phones that it doesn't necessarily make us learn.
Well,
does
it's easily you get distracted easily. I mean, it's great having Facebook groups and stuff.
Lovely.
I know you're really you know, quite inspiring with stuff that you put in your groups. Not all groups do that, but when you do the Facebook thing, it's often a chance that you wander off and go and.
Well, you're looking at a cat who's bloody climbed up the window, haven't you, for 6 hours and is licking toothpaste off a toothbrush and can do a cartwheel. Like, that's not where I went
on Facebook in the first time. Shoes, coats, and some trousers that I'm never going to wear or probably never arrive.
Or buy something from Japan that's actually going to fit an 8-year-old. Do you know what I mean? Taking 12 months to get there, but it's only cost you £4, so who cares?
Yeah, but I think what is important about the book, and I didn't do it this time round, and I suppose I should have, and there's nothing that I can not necessarily not do with it being a new year, but measuring your start point in a variety of ways. So, you know, I've talked before about having achievement for me is not having a takeaway for the whole year.
Still
and these things like your inches, your body fat, your BMI.
Yes.
Your bra, go get a bra fitting whilst you join right now. Just go. Don't even buy a bra. Get a bra fitting.
Yeah. Don't even buy a bra.
Yeah.
Go braless and just go and get those BAPS checked. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, find the trousers or the belt. If you're a guy, I know Brian in our group, he uses his belt, doesn't he? He's like, oh, I've lost another belt.
Or you use your watch strap.
Yeah, exactly.
I use my chubby feet.
But you find those things that then, when you're further on down the journey, and I think this is important on the weeks that come when you get a gain, or the numbers don't work out, that you can go back to some of these other measurements, if that's the right.
Non-scales victories, aren't they, almost?
Yeah. I think those are important. Write down, right now, maybe even put in a letter, put in an envelope and stick it on a shelf away. Do you know what I mean? Like, what is your life right now? What hurts you? Is it your back, your knees?
Yes.
I remember, like, this time last year, I was in a hotel and I was in London for a week and I was exhausted just walking around. Mm. My body was aching. It was heavy. And I had yesterday's pants stuck in between my bum cheeks of my leggings. Just before I left, there was a mirror by the door and I saw them and I didn't even know. But, you know, like, just these bizarre things. And I look back to that. And actually, only a couple of months ago, I was working in London, staying in the same hotel, and I didn't have a situation where that happened. But it was a measurement for me. I wish I'd written down that day how tired I was.
Yeah, and how your pants felt.
I couldn't sleep on my side because my belly was so heavy.
Yes.
And it hurt my lower back because my back had to then support this huge belly that I was like holding.
Yeah, those things that you don't think about.
Write down all these things because slowly these things disappear and you forget.
Yes. Oh, and do you know what the biggest thing for me to recognise is the physical symptoms? I had indigestion all the time.
Yes.
I always used to have ranitidine or Gaviscon in my bag.
3 p.m.
Yeah, we see mum was going to bed. Mum was acid.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Don't have ranitidine or Gaviscon anymore.
Or the blood sugar lows that used to kill me, right? I remember being so... I thought I was going to faint in the middle of Birmingham and I had to go to the nearest off-licence and get a full fat can of Coke and a chocolate bar. And if I didn't put them in my mouth immediately, I thought I'm going to die.
Because you just had a sugar slump.
And I thought, I'm on the point where I'm going to be diabetic here.
Yeah.
And this is my doing. This is my diet that I'm doing it. So,
so easy
remembering
to do.
Those starting points is essential.
We've also got an amazing new book in there about your first 6 weeks. And it can be your first 6 weeks of the new year, first 6 weeks of your journey, your rejoin, wherever. And there's a special place for all that information to be written in.
That's
because
good.
I think we're not great at writing it down. One other thing I would really mention to anyone, well, just everyone, is about weighing outside a group. It came up in one of my groups this week and this lady felt devastated that she hadn't achieved something amazing, but her scales at home had told her she was 5 pounds lighter.
Oh.
And my scale said 1.5 pounds. And I think we can get really, really obsessed by those numbers, can't we? And get obsessed by weighing. And I don't know about you, but first thing in the morning when I've had a wee before I get in the shower with no
without
clothes.
Oh, without clothes.
Yeah, yep, without clothes. Like 5 pounds lighter than when I am when I've eaten my dinner, got all my clothes on and not been to the loo.
I caught my friend when I went round to the toilet in her house the other day. I'm not going to name her. She's got two scales in her bathroom. How many have you got? Or did?
None now. We're not allowed. Phil has to take them out and hide them because I can't weigh at home.
What was your peak though?
17.
17?
Not sets of scales.
Jesus.
17 times I'd weigh. Yeah.
And what was the, did you average it?
Well, the problem was I'd have a drink, I'd weigh. I'd eat a biscuit, I'd weigh. Go to the loo, I'd weigh. Weigh in the corner of the lounge, I'm the lightest. On carpet, 2 stone lighter. But it was an obsession. So say I had something that was, say, higher in sins, I'd want to know how quickly it impacted me. If I'd done something silly, like, you know, try and only eat chicken and soup, I'd see, well, why hadn't I dropped 4 pounds? And to me, it became an obsession that was so detrimental, I was binging because of it. So the moment I said, look, I'm weighing on the same scales at the same time, wherever possible... I know that the scales that we weigh on in group are also, you know, so super sensitive and are correct. Whereas the bathroom scales that you pay a tenner for in B&M, God love you, B&M, are not going to necessarily be that brilliant, are they? Especially if you're chucking them around the house 17 times a day. So I think it's just something to recognise. It is a scary thing. I had to cut down. So I had to wean. You know, like when you're giving up a cig, like I had to cut down each
day. It's a bit like when you've... I don't know, you and a boyfriend have split up and then you want to go and check their Facebook profile just to see.
Didn't have Facebook when I was dating.
Oh, well. Too old. That's not necessarily a bad thing, I'll tell you that. You just want to see, oh, have they become friends with anyone?
Yes.
Could that be a new person that they're dating?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm not that stalkerish, really.
No, but I think I would be. If there had been Facebook around before I met my husband, I would have literally been all over that. But that's what I was like with the scales. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Really, really was. So that's a really important thing to think about going into this new year. Also, I would say, think about this in terms of new ways of doing it. if you've always food optimized in the same way, so you've always had Weetabix and a banana for breakfast and a jacket spud and baked beans for lunch, shake it up, do something different, because the only thing that's ever going to do is give you an impact on the scales. It really is.
It's
it
true.
It really is. And, you know, like you did, Queen of Fiber, you went and looked at all these healthy extras and how they could massively impact your weight loss.
I think it comes back to never assume you know it all. Yeah. And one of the most overwhelming things when you become a new member of Slimming World, and I was there in 2011, having never done any other type of diet before, never been to any kind of group like this, you don't learn everything straight away.
It's, you can't.
You know, you read that book like a you know, I guess a Bible, of all the time, several times a day. You spend hours in the supermarket because you don't know this. Go to group, because hearing other people talk about their recipes. For me, I learned that more about how to cook from those people in group than I ever did buying any recipe book. From Slimming World, any reading any recipe or website. It was all from, I like this person, they've clearly lost 3 pounds, they've told us what they've cooked,
I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, here's the ingredients, off I go.
Exactly.
And so you kind of give yourself time and space to learn.
I love that.
Which, it comes back to planning, doesn't it? I mean, geez, if there's one word that haunts me in Slimming
World.
You're
brilliant with planning.
No, I'm not. But I know when I want to get the results that I want, I know what I need to do.
Yeah. And I think it's also that thing you say about time. Making the time and the effort to get the weight loss, because it doesn't come by getting on a set of scales and spending you know, money to do that. It comes from learning new recipes, learning new skills, getting that motivation, getting that inspiration. You can't go it alone, can you?
No.
That's a really tough thing to do. So for the new year, I think it's about finding what you want to do slightly differently to impact you most.
Yeah. And the only other thing I was going to kind of throw back to something that I mentioned in the previous episode.
Ooh.
The chihuahua steps.
Yes. I was wondering what she was going to mention, if it was the random snogs or... Yeah. But let's go back to chihuahuas, much more user-friendly.
Mama Freeman's advice about chihuahua steps, not dinosaur steps. And this is really important when you're making a new start and you're making big changes. Quite often you want to join the gym, you want to quit the booze, you want to join Slimming World, you're never going to eat another chocolate bar ever again in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do it all, and you want it all to happen really quickly. And it's just about thinking, right, what is the thing that I can do this week?
Yes,
and then what is the thing that I can do
that.
Next week? And like I've said before, I'm so impatient.
I'm ridiculously impatient. When I first joined Slimming World, I wanted 4 stone off by midnight, and I joined at 7 p.m. Do you know what I mean? I'm that type of person. The moment you take that pressure off yourself, it becomes far more enjoyable.
Well, there we go. There's some of our tips. We'll have our own. We've got our own things to do this year. Me get to Target.
Yeah.
You to have your best year ever.
Yeah, still keep my child alive and not get divorced.
That's a good go.
Yeah.
That's a good go, isn't it?
Yeah, really is.
Well, we'll give it a go, and we'd obviously love to hear and hope that we inspire you to get your new year off in the right way. And as we always say, you got to go and be the person that you've always dreamed of being, and there's no better time to start than the beginning of a new year.
Happy New Year!